Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
To ensure proper handling, this call may be recorded.
I'd be careful answering that call. It could be another Z Morning Zoo phone scam.
Z104.
Hello?
Hi, yes, I'm calling to speak to a Grace Hel, please.
This is Grace.
Hi, Grace. My name is Charles Anus. I'm calling on behalf of Airlines Customer Service. How are you today?
I'm good.
Great. So I noticed you're scheduled for a trip to Chicago next week on flight 20. That's out of Norfolk, Virginia. I believe that's on Thursday, correct?
Yes. Please don't tell me they canceled my flight.
No. We didn't cancel anything. Actually, the reason I'm calling is because we've been working with some medical experts on some ideas and ways to prevent germ exposure and the spread of viruses during our flights. I'm sure you can imagine what a huge priority that is for us right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I went out and got a new mask just to wear for the flight, actually.
Oh, great. That's great. What I'd like to do is, if you have a second, I'm going to run down some ideas we have for customer safety. And what I basically like to know is if you as a traveler would be opposed to any of these ideas, or if there are things that you would feel totally comfortable doing.
Sure, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, great. So one of the things we're working on is a contactless baggage check-in where you would basically tag your own luggage after filling out information on the touch screen. So basically, the person who's usually at our luggage counter, you'd be doing what they normally do. Is that something you think you'd be comfortable doing?
Sure, if it was easy to understand and use.
Okay, great. Now, as for your flight, if we were to issue latex gloves for everyone to wear at the gate, like before you were to board your flight, do you think you would mind wearing them throughout the flight?
No, not really.
Super. What about having your temperature taken before you boarded the flight?
That's not a problem.
Okay, great. Now, what about this? We're working on a system where some passengers, instead of sitting in the main cabin, could sit below where we put most of the luggage to sort of keep them more socially distant from the crowded main seating area. Now, is that something you might be interested in, or?
I'm not sure. So they would sit below everybody else?
Yes, in the luggage and cargo area. So it's also where we put pets when pets fly.
Are there seats down there?
There's not official seats, but we kind of have like makeshift seats. But the good news, you would get first dibs on the little pretzels that we serve and the soft drinks and things like that.
No, I think I'd rather sit in a regular seat.
Okay, got it. Let me ask you this. Would you be opposed to wearing a flight helmet during the flight that would sort of resemble like the kinds that you see like a lot of fighter pilots wear, but this would be like a lighter, more comfortable version?
A helmet?
Yeah, so kind of like the ones you see, like imagine the movie Top Gun. Think that kind of helmet.
Is this going to be mandatory?
No, not yet. It's just an idea at this point.
Okay, but I'm going to say no.
Okay, great. Now, what about if each helmet had a cool nickname on it, like Boomer or Jackknife, and then you got to keep the helmet after the flight?
No, that honestly, that doesn't do anything for me.
Okay, would you be opposed to a very short period during your flight where a trained flight attendant would briefly open a window to sort of do like a flush out of any germs that might be in the air?
Hold on. Did you say during the flight?
Yeah, probably midway or so.
I thought you couldn't open a window at that altitude. Wouldn't something go wrong if you did that?
Well, the cabin would temporarily lose pressure. The oxygen masks would deploy, and the wind speed would definitely make things a little messy. But like I said, it would be a very brief period, like a quick open-close thing.
That sounds like a terrible idea. That sounds seriously dangerous.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I mean, so is flying at this point, am I right? Okay, now how do you feel about a system where instead of having people get up and move back and forth to get to the bathroom the whole flight, each passenger would be given a bedpan to use that they could just kind of stow under their seat?
Disgusting. Wait, what am I supposed to do if I want to use the bathroom?
Well, that's what the bedpan is for. You would just politely ask the person next to you to please turn, and then you could just, you know, go in your seat.
No, there's no way I'm doing that. Not a chance. That's disgusting.
I mean, look, you know, you already have a little, you know, barf bag in your seat pocket, right? And if you feel like you got a hurl, you don't politely say, excuse me, and then get up and walk to the bathroom, right? No way. You just let it rip right there in your seat.
That's not the same. That's not the same thing.
Okay. I have one more idea here that we're considering. Would you be angry if instead of offering TV or movies to watch during a flight, we instead offered a broadcast of the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104 for in-flight entertainment.
Who?
The Z Morning Zoo. They're like a really good morning show. They do these hilarious phone scams all the time where they prank call people. Honestly, I'm surprised you've never heard of them since you're kind of on that show right now, Grace.
Oh my God. This was all a prank?
Yes, this was all a prank. Your husband, Jeff, asked us to prank you.
Oh, my God. Thank God. I honestly thought you were serious. I could not. Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.